fighting men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Men, have you had your kicks this week? Well, here's Jubilee, produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department. And tonight, we're going to try to wiggle the tongue in your old GI brogans. And with us to assist in the Torah technique, our sister Rosetta Tharpe, Trevor Bacon, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Frank Humphreys, Johnny Mason and Johnny Weigel, and Lucky Millinder and his famous orchestra. And now, here he is, your master of ceremonies, the original Mr. 10 by 10, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cats, we want you to gather around our solid little saucer of gravy for some highfalutin lip Latin. But first, I want you to meet our conductor, who's back with us again by special request, Lucky Millinder. Lucky, before we start up the B-flat, I want you to know we have a lot of requests from men over in Hawaii. How would you like to say a word to them?
I sure would, Ernie. Aloha, anua, loa, kako, cat. Mahalo, anua, from Jubilee. Let's hola, hola, go.
Now, the English translation of that is, we're going to nibble the nub off the outer layer of lip Largo. Your ink slinging has requested us to dig you deep, hilarious and ding-dongy. So latch on to a hunk of a lure called Jitters. Hola, hola, go Lucky!
Thank you.
you. Now we're going to dig you with a dab of double gooey doggerel. So cat, swap off your whiskers and stretch out your fangs. And get with this interplanetary clamoroo as kicked out with the Delta Rhythm Boys. Than whom there is no than whomer. It's Rigoletta.
That most beautiful and grand water, as the whisper that don't mean a thing.
We will improvise the words that we all can swing.
Swing the best you know, grandiose people, Rigoletto, you will know. Wait until you give us a swing. Swing high, please, though it may be far better. The pretty little ditty, when you swing it swart and mellow. Oh, what shall also mellow. Every baffle like to show you that he keeps the rhythm mellow.
Oh, he keeps it mellow with
smiles, and he's making me a fool.
A fool of me.
He won't make you a fool.
A fool of me.
Oh, la, la, la. You make me laugh, you make me laugh. That's such a funny thing you do.
Swell, boys. Solid as a help hippo hooping up the well-known hokum. And now, man, here's a whole raft of rips and reeds that'll make the clocks on your socks do a live forever. And we're doing this one for a Hep Jackson at APO 980. T. Sergeant Norton George Peacock. I want you to meet Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Tharpe, what brace of police rats are you going to mellow for us?
Rock Daniel.
Well, leave Daniel have an easy time in your vocal hammock, sister.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight.
We're
gonna hold a meeting tonight. So we can straighten out the business at hand. Yes. We are gonna learn a new thing.
We are gonna learn a new thing.
A rip's a man of rock.
And the rock got rhythm.
So we come out tonight.
Rock
I said we come out tonight.
Rock
how we come out tonight.
Rock and
oh, oh, oh.
Rock and
no, rock and you know it ain't no harm.
Rock
I said it ain't no harm. Oh.
Rock and
thank you.
you, Sister Thorpe, thank you. That was a real fine thing. And now, Lucky, what's with the Mezzi intermezzo?
Well, Ernie, we've got a letter from a lot of guys at AP0953, and we'll have to answer in full at some future date. For the present, I'd just like to say hello to Sergeants Willie J. Prince, Nathaniel Ellis, James Brown, Andrew Woodruff, Willie Baker, Leslie Frost, and Elking Worthington. How's everything in Barracks 14, men? Well, I hope they're going to be a bit more solid now, because here's one that really ought to well you. It's a toothsome tidbit called Are You Ready? And the mess of dots are did it by Trevor Bacon. I hope you like it.
Are you ready, Lucky?
Solid! Solid! Captain yells attack.
Well, all right.
There'll be no turning back.
Well, all right.
Lord, hear my plea. Let me be the enemy. I'll batter that ratter till his head gets flatter.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I stay ready, brother.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready? Wanna be free, free to raise a family, get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you wanna live right, right now's the time to fight, get ready, get ready.
When the captain yells attack,
well, all right.
There'll be no turning back.
Well, all right. Lord, hear my plea, let me be the enemy. I'll batter that ratter till his head gets flatter. Wanna be gay the American way? Get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Thank you. That was ruddy as the old rugged road. And now comes a hoopa-doopa super special. Frank Humphrey's sometime referred to as a big gate off of Harlem's hallelujah heaven is going to swack off the rust of a squeaky hinge and blar it up, flag it up, smear it, and shine it on down to a Shangri-La Dida front and center with a putty blower, Frankie.
matter, you go? There's no disaster. Come down here soon. And stop that.
Left the greatest pal that you'll ever have.
Let come down. I know you will regret it. There come a time. Baby, don't you forget it. Oh, baby, so say what she do is. You know my love for you has no reason. I'll have you gone, mama. Then have you gone, darling.
Thank you. Was that good?
Man, it was good. And now while you guys catch up on your inhales and exhales, I'd like to deflate my lungs in your direction. And while I'm at it, I want to say many thanks to Captain Leo W. Gillians at APO 953. An answer to yours with the 25th is on the way. Meantime, I want to remind all you fellas listening to dip your bayonets into some blue fluid and scratch out some scribbling to Jubilee Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Your request for man made our music will be beamed to you as hastily as we can dig the request, please.
Just a minute, Mr. Whitman. Can I make a little announcement from here, right here, please? I don't want to butt in, you know, but just a minute. A little announcement. Hey, what's going on here? What's this all about here? I'm trying to make an announcement here. Yeah. What's got your button in there? I asked for Mr. Whitman. Let me make an announcement. Did you see me getting ready to make an announcement here? You button here running your hall. Hey there, wait a minute. Where do you get that kind of stuff at?
Yeah,
I'm a man. I don't like that kind of stuff. Who told you to come down here?
Let me talk. Come, will you?
Now, what do you want to say?
Well, all I want to ask you is how do you get out of here? That's all.
How'd you get in here?
I come in through the gate.
Well, why don't you go out the same way?
Oh, no. It looks like everybody tonight I have to be down here at Fort Walt Chuka.
I did
a benefit show down there.
Yeah?
As soon as the show was over, I started for the gate. A man stepped from behind the building and hollered, "Halt!"
Well, you started outside.
Yeah.
A man stepped behind the building and hollered, "Halt!"
That's right.
Well, did you halt?
I'm here, you know.
And you didn't seem to get ready to to make an announcement?
No, I didn't.
What's the matter with you? Are you drunk?
Huh?
I said, are you drunk?
Drunk?
Yes.
What's the matter? Are you jealous?
Why should I be jealous because I don't drink?
That's good.
My father before me didn't drink.
Yeah?
My grandfather didn't drink.
Yeah?
In fact, my forefather didn't drink.
Well, I drink.
Yeah?
My father before me drank.
Yeah?
My grandfather lived the ripe old age of 96.
Yeah?
2 years ago, he died.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, we dug him up.
So what?
He looks a darn sight better than you do right now.
Well, all right. It's about how I look. Remember this. How I look, life begins at 40.
Yeah? And can end at once.
Hey, well, you put a smart voice.
No.
Oh, you must be something. What's your name?
My name is Spider Bruce.
Spider Bruce?
That's right.
That's a peculiar name.
Yeah, but I didn't name myself, you know that.
No, no. Spider. C-I-D-E-R?
That's right.
How do you spell the Bruce?
Bruce, that's Bruce, U-F-C-E, Bruce.
Oh, I see. Well, where you from, Spider-Man?
I'm from Gaffney, South Carolina.
Gaffney?
Oh, yeah.
Gaffney, I never heard of that.
Oh, it's down there, all right.
All right, listen. I won't argue with you, but anyway, listen, I'm not going to argue with you about it at all because my father is a big man.
Is
see, my father's a big cattleman.
Cattleman?
Yeah.
Now, you can talk to me about cattle because I sure do love cattle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he raises some of the greatest stockfish in the country today.
Fairground.
Prize winner.
Supreme.
Blue ribbon stuff.
You got something.
Listen, on our farm, we got the fastest and the smartest bull in the world there.
The bull or your father?
I told you about that. I told you about that father.
Now, I misunderstood you.
I was talking about the bull.
Yeah.
Let me show you how fast this bull is.
Yeah.
My father's farm is 25 miles long.
Yeah.
There's a train passing every day about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Going at the rate of 60 to 70 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
One of them fast moving trains.
Got to be fast.
Boy, this bull goes to the edge of the farm and waits for that train.
Yeah.
And races to the other end, which is 25 miles.
Uh-huh.
And beats it there 5 minutes ahead of time every day.
Now, let me see, do I understand you?
Yeah.
Every evening at 5 o'clock, the bull comes out of the stable.
That's right.
He looks at the clock and see what time it is.
Oh, no, wait. Well, how do we get in time?
Oh, it tells time by the sun.
Oh, by the sun.
Look at the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, it tells by the sun.
What kind of bull is that?
That's the time by the sun.
That's right.
Now, that's all right, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to meet you anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Leaving town tonight.
Well,
I'm going back to Los... Well, I'm leaving, going to New York.
Going to New York?
Tonight, yeah.
New York City?
Yes, I left...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I left New York this morning at 7 o'clock. Got you at 9:30, you know, and... I want to see a boy that...
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
You're a little ahead of your story.
What do you mean?
You say you left New York this morning?
Yeah.
The seven got here at 9:30
that's
this
right.
morning?
That's right.
Oh, no.
No, what?
It's impossible.
I'm here.
But you couldn't make it.
I'm here.
Oh, man.
Oh, somebody tell him I'm here.
Don't you know that's 3,000 miles away from here, man?
Better than that, ain't it?
Oh, man, you couldn't make a trip like that by train.
I didn't come by train, no.
You couldn't come by bus?
I didn't bus it here, either.
No, you couldn't come on a boat.
And I didn't boat it here. Either.
Why, you couldn't even fly here.
I didn't fly here.
Well, how'd you get here then?
I rode your father's bull.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Man, those two chaps you just got a load of were John Mason and Johnny Weigel. Former comedians of Bill Robinson's show, Born Happy. We hope you drop in on us again soon, boys. Approaching the left flank of this Jubilee microphone at the moment is a man with the news about the winder upper. Leave us have the bitter batter, Lucky Milliner.
Well, this number is respectfully dedicated to Sergeant John H. Weatherspoon at APO 708. We haven't got an arrangement of the song you requested with us at this time, Sergeant John, but you'll be dug by it very soon. And here's one I think you'll like. It's Rustle of Spring, and we do it the hard way, if you know what I mean.
Stand by, Sergeant. We are off. About 30 minutes ago, we started to approach a point in the program which we have now arrived. In other words, the conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a rooty manner. Lucky Melinda, have you a word for the cats?
Thanks for your letters, fellas, inviting me back to the Jubilee microphone. I hope you're solid as a brass gas jet. And remember, we can be had. Just give us a holler. So long for now.
Thanks, Lucky. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman beating his choppers for the Delta Rhythm Boys. Sister Rosetta Thorpe, Trevor Bacon, Frank Humphreys, John Mason and Johnny Weigel, Lucky Melinda and all the cats in the menagerie. Plant you now and dig you next week at the proper moment. So long and good luck.